You were just passing, my friend, and we haven't had a conversation, have we?
No.
Just while we were setting up the camera, because you agreed to be filmed. And can I ask a question, my friend? You said, as you were passing, you said you're a Catholic, is that right?
I'm a Catholic, yeah. I grew up a Catholic, yeah.
Okay. You said you're a Catholic, okay. And you're born and bred in this area?
I was born in Ireland, but I came here when I was about 3 years old.
Okay. Yeah. So you came from Ireland to Britain when you were 3 years of age, okay. Yeah. What I'd like to ask you is that, so there's a protest march going on here about something. What I'd ask you, you said your name is Patrick, is that right?
Yeah.
Okay, Patrick. And I just got that name while we were setting up the camera. Because people might think, how did I know that beforehand? It's only what's setting up. We haven't had a conversation.
I've seen you in my life, right?
Okay, that's fine.
Yeah.
Okay, that's very kind of you, Patrick. Okay, Patrick. And the question I'd like to ask you, Patrick, is, and this is I asked you while we were setting up, do you believe Jesus is God? Or do you believe Jesus was somebody sent by God? Because you're a Catholic, you said.
Yeah, even though I'm a Catholic, I don't believe in everything that's written. I believe in, like, I actually like the way that he's a, to me, I think he's just a prophet, like a messenger from God, like a lot of all the other prophets before them. And that's why I believe. I don't believe he's a God. He's a God.
So you say you're a Catholic, but you like to believe that Jesus, peace be upon him, is a prophet of God, a messenger of God?
Yes, well, I've always believed. Yeah, I've always felt like that. I just think the message has got lost in the Bible somewhere. That's what I think, you know.
So you believe he's a prophet or messenger of God, but the message has got lost somewhere, okay?
Yeah, and that's why Catholics think he's God. That's just what I think, yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Brilliant, okay, fine. I'd like to ask you, Patrick, do you accept Muhammad as a messenger of God also?
Yeah, I do,
You accept that? Literally, I stopped you about 2-3 minutes ago, and you said you're a Catholic, but now you're saying that Muhammad is a messenger of God, peace be upon him?
Yeah, peace be upon him. I've read his life story, like from the age of 40 onwards, all about him and that, and what a good person he was and all that. And yeah, I believe he's a messenger.
And you're a Muslim, my friend?
I don't know what I am, mate.
You're really a Muslim. If you say that there is one God, and this God alone should be worshipped, this God is almighty, all-powerful, all-seeing, all-hearing. He has no beginning, he has no end. He is so powerful, God says in the Quran, nothing in the heavens or on the earth is hidden from him. Anywhere. There's nothing whatsoever that is hidden from me. That's absolutely amazing. You agree with that?
I believe all that.
You agree this God is not a man or a woman. He has no beginning. He has no end.
Power, isn't it?
He's absolutely incredible power.
The universe was created. Everything in the universe is created by him.
That's right. Everything in the universe and beyond the universe.
Yeah. All the planets in the distance.
That's
the
right.
ones we don't know about.
That's right.
It's all there, created by him.
By him. You agree with that concept of God, okay? Okay, but that's a Muslim view of God. And he doesn't need to sleep and he doesn't need to rest.
No.
And however, Christianity says God created the heavens and the earth in 6 days and rested on the seventh day. The Quran says that God doesn't need to rest and no weariness touched him after he'd created everything. Makes sense, more sense, yeah?
Yeah, it does make more sense.
Really, you are actually a Muslim, my friend, okay? So I would suggest, Patrick, that you say two sentences to confirm you're a Muslim. I know it's not a long conversation we've had. It's only about 2 or 3 minutes. And what are these are two sentences. First sentence, Patrick, I bear witness that there is nothing worthy of worship except Almighty God. In Arabic, or his proper name, we believe, is Allah. There is nothing worthy of worship except Allah. Okay? Okay, 1 second. And the second sentence, you're already saying it. The second sentence, Patrick, is that, and I bear witness, that means, and I'm sure, that Muhammad, peace be upon him, is his servant and his messenger. If you say these two sentences, which are really, you're not changing your beliefs,
no.
Although you said you're Catholic, you're just confirming what you believed in anyway, and you'd actually be a Muslim. Yeah. What does that mean? It means that according to Islam, you are ultimately promised to go into paradise. The reason being that any Muslim will eventually go into paradise. We are answerable for our sins, obviously. However, ultimately, all Muslims will go into paradise, the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, said. So what I'm saying is that if you see these two sentences, although you say you're a Catholic, really, what your beliefs are Muslim beliefs, and you'd be a Muslim. Are you happy to say the two sentences?
Yeah.
Then you'd be a Muslim, Patrick. Is that okay?
Yeah, quite happy.
Although I stopped you only literally 3 or 4 minutes ago, okay? Okay, the two sentences. I bear witness. That there is nothing worthy of worship except Allah.
Nothing worthy of worship except Allah.
And I bear witness.
And I bear witness.
That Muhammad, peace be upon him.
That Muhammad, peace be upon him.
is his servant and his messenger.
Is his servant and his messenger.
Okay. And you say it in Arabic also. It's exactly the same words, not different. You say, Ashhadu.
Ashhadu.
An. La ilaha.
La ilaha.
Illallah.
Illallah.
Wa. Ashhadu.
Ashhadu.
Anna.
Anna.
Muhammadan.
Muhammadan.
Abduhu.
Abduhu.
Wa.
Wa.
Rasuluhu.
Rasuluhu.
Congratulations, Patrick. You're actually a Muslim now.
It's all right. I don't mind.
You're happy with that?
Yeah, I'm not fussy. Yeah, I'm quite happy. If that's what I am.
Yeah, that's what you are. That's what your beliefs are. It's not about labels. You see, people say, well, I'm actually a Christian. I say to them, look, I say I'm a Catholic, or I'm Jewish, or I'm some other religion.
Most Christians are closer to Islam than they realise.
That's right. Absolutely correct.
Because if you follow Christianity properly, you're very close to Islam.
If you follow, well, if you follow Christianity, you wouldn't be a Muslim. However, if you follow Jesus in the Bible, you'd be a Muslim. You can't be anything else. This is the point. If you follow Jesus, look, Jesus had a beard. According to the Bible, he prayed by putting his head on the ground.
He used to pray like that, didn't he? Yeah,
he did. Right. That's in the Bible.
His forehead used to be on the floor and all that. That's
correct.
Exactly right.
Yeah. I normally tell people this, but you're telling... That's right, you're confirming. That's right.
Yeah,
and
that's true.
Mary, the mother of Jesus, you see the ladies here walking around with a hijab on. Yeah. How did Mary used to dress?
It's the same with Catholic nuns. They dress the same. They all cover up.
They don't cover their hair completely, but Mary used to cover her hair completely.
Originally, Catholics are meant to keep themselves well covered. We were meant to, and we weren't meant to drink either. We were meant to do many things that happens in Islam today. We were meant to live a moral life as well. Originally, the original Catholics, that's the proper, but people don't follow it properly. That's the trouble.
Now, as a Muslim, you've become a true follower of Jesus, peace be upon him. Literally in about 5 minutes, So, as you said, most Christians don't realize what they believe in is closer to Islam than Catholicism.
Yeah, they don't realize.
Fantastic.
Yeah, because half the Bible, Muslims follow half of the Bible anyway. You know, there's a lot.
Well, Muslims are happy to follow what Jesus says in the Bible, not the things that St. Paul said.
Rubbish that's put in it. It's all the man.
I didn't want to say that, but you said it.
Yeah, there's a lot of rubbish man put in the Bible that doesn't make sense. That's why the original Bible, when you read it properly, from what all about Jesus and all that, that's the proper Bible.
Absolutely fantastic. Patrick, congratulations. Can I give you a hug? I know it's not a very English way of doing things.
Mate, we're brothers, isn't we?
We're brothers. Alhamdulillah, we're brothers. That's right. Congratulations. Alhamdulillah, we're brothers. Now, that's true. Exactly what the Quran says. Yeah. We're brothers now. Alhamdulillah. Allah says in the Quran that the believers are nothing but brothers. Yeah. Brothers and sisters, of course. Yeah. Brothers in a general term. So brothers and sisters. We're all brothers and sisters. Alhamdulillah. I'll give you a hug. Congratulations, you're a Muslim. It's a big thing. That's absolutely fantastic. Yeah.